For many people in the central belt of Scotland, the Forth Valley Sensory Centre will be a very familiar name. Well, the centre is about to celebrate its 20th anniversary, and to find out more about the celebrations and indeed the services and how the centre came about, I'm joined today by Laura Cluxon and Jackie Winning. So tell us about some of the services that the Forth Valley Sensory Centre provides.
The Forth Valley Sensory Centre is based in Falkirk in Camlin, and we're a centre for blind and partially sighted people, deaf and hard of hearing people, and also deaf blind people. We're a purpose built building, and inside it we have lots of different partners and services, but the main purpose of the centre is to provide social groups and activities for our centre users. So we have around about 30 different groups happening, ranging from a choir to an art and craft group. We have IT classes, the open group for the deaf. We have lip reading classes, and we even do BSL classes at a conversational level.
So it's a real hub then, with what sounds like an awful lot going on. It sounds as if it's not a quiet place to be.
No, there's a real buzz about the place, and you know, the centre's just really a fun place to be. Everybody's welcome. It's just a really, really lovely centre.
And you're easy to get to as well. I mean, you cover quite a big area, but it's very easy to get to. You're quite well placed for public transport.
Yeah, you're right. So we have the Camlin train station, which is just across our car park. We're on the Edinburgh line, and there's also the occasional train from Glasgow as well. We have bus stops either side of the centre coming from various directions, coming from the Stirling direction, coming from Falkirk. So yeah, we are easy to reach. And we have a car park as well for those people who are taking their cars along.
So it's purpose built. There's a lot going on there. We also have Jackie Winning with us. Jackie, have you been with the Forth Valley Sensory Centre since the very beginning?
No, I haven't. I joined just over 10 years ago, so I was lucky enough to be here to celebrate the 10-year anniversary, and I can't believe how quickly the last 10 years have flown in.
It absolutely has flown by. I think I can remember back to when the centre first opened, actually. You know, there was, you know, as Laura said, there was a great buzz about it. There was a demand for it as well. But how did it all come about, and how have things changed and have collaborations taken place?
The early discussions happened back in around about 2001, 2002. And at that time, Mike Cairns was the chief exec of RNIB. And he was very interested in proposals being put forward for multi-agency working. And Falkirk Council had a very successful sensory team at that time. They supported people with sight loss and hearing loss. And they were also very keen to explore further collaboration. So there wasn't a centre for blind or deaf people located in the Falkirk central area. So it seemed like it could be a marriage made in heaven. And I think discussions grew. And because of the willingness to collaborate and also an interest in cross-sensory approach, this was something that hadn't really been explored by multi-agency in the past. The whole thing came together, and eventually the centre opened its doors in 2006. And at that time, there were a number of different partners, a blend of third sector and statutory organisations. So Forth Valley NHS, Stirling Council, Falkirk Council, Clackmannan Council. And then there was RNIB, who were really quite instrumental in pulling it together, RNID, and initially Guide Dogs had a stake in the centre for the first couple of years as well. So it was a big enterprise.
It certainly sounds like it. And as you say, it really sounds as if there was a real need to bring everything to a kind of purpose built, a dedicated hub as well. And all those people coming in to collaborate, it really had a great start.
And then it expanded, and I think it was quite experimental. So some of the initial founding partners decided that it wasn't for them. Some of the partners remained and it grew stronger. But very much the focus was on who are the people that we are serving here and what are their needs and wants. And that's how the centre evolved very much to where it's at today. I think when I joined 10 years ago, there were 7 volunteers. And there was about half a dozen groups and classes. And nowadays we have over 70 volunteers, We have over 30 groups and classes that run every month, and we have 500, an average of 500 visitors a week through our doors at the centre. So yes, there is definitely a demand for the service that we provide. And the partners who still remain within the centre are RNIB, NHS Forth Valley, Falkirk Council and Stirling Council. And together we provide a very robust service offering the statutory, the rehab, and also, as Laura touched on earlier, all the social, the much needed social activities that take place that provide the friendships, the support, the peer support for people.
I take it that when you're looking at services, current services, or looking at perhaps new services as well, co-production is the word of the moment. I think that is, and I imagine that's the same for you guys as well. It's the service users, I assume, are at the heart of what you do and the direction that you take.
Yes, and I suppose a fine example of that is in recent years we've embarked on several projects that are related to climate change, and what we want to do is raise awareness of climate change. We identified that a lot of information relating to that wasn't accessible, but we know that we're not climate change experts. We're a sensory centre, so we've partnered with a local charity, Forth Environment Link, who bring the expertise with the knowledge and experience of working within climate change. And then we provide the expertise in making that information accessible and relatable for the people who come and use our centre. So we wouldn't be able to do them on our own, but we provide a more rounded service by reaching out to people that have expertise and they want to work with us. Citizens Advice is another example. They are now providing bespoke advice for people with sight loss, welfare advice for people with sight loss and hearing loss. And so we help with the accessibility element, and they bring the knowledge and expertise in welfare. So it works. It definitely works.
So it sounds like everything has grown in a very positive way over the last 20 years, and it is a big anniversary. What kind of things do you have planned for this year?
So we have a sensory garden just outside the sensory centre. So there's a big tree growing in there, and what we're doing is, well, they've made clay hearts and they're going to hang off the tree, and you can pay a wee donation and get your wee message put on the heart, whatever you want, just to celebrate the 20 years. We're also organising a walk, a sponsored walk. So we're leaving from the centre and we're walking along towards the canal and walking along the side of the canal and finishing off at the Helix Park. And then we're going to have like a wee celebration at the end. We'll set up a gazebo and have some food and drinks and stuff like that. So that's for anybody to join. And we're also going to have a big birthday bash.
The big birthday bash, the party, we're reaching out to our centre users to ask what they would like to be included in that, how they would like it to be delivered, when they would like it to be, because we want to make sure that, you know, that the people who come and use the services, we wouldn't be here without them. So it's so important that what they want features in our decision making. And our Knit and Natter group, they've been approached to ask if they would be interested in doing some yarn bombing, and they are quite enthusiastic about that. And we've got some excellent knitters in our midst, and they're going to be working to knit lots of bollard covers, brightly coloured bollard covers with flowers attached to them. And these will go over the bollards in the centre of Falkirk and any other town that wants them and within Forth Valley. So it's really important that we use this as a way of letting people know that we're here and encouraging anyone with sensory loss to get in touch and see if we can support them in some way.
We just found out at the end of last week that the Wallace Monument is going to be lit up in our colours, the Sensory Centre colours, so purple and blue to celebrate our anniversary.
Yeah.
And I've just learned yarn bombing now. I've never heard of that before. It's an
Yeah,
education. Every
it's
day
a
is a school
thing.
day. We are almost out of time, guys, and we will be coming back to you kind of through the year as well, just to see how things are going. But in the meantime, if people would like to find out more about the centre, its services, the anniversary year, or perhaps they'd like to get involved, what's the best way to do that?
So you can give us a phone. Our number is 01324 590888, or you can go to our website, www.forthvalleysensorycentre.org. We're on social media. We're on Facebook, X, TikTok, and Instagram. And we also have a mailing list if anybody would like to sign up. You can give us a phone and we can get the newsletter sent out to you.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck with the year, the services and the celebration. And so we'll come back to you to find out how things are going. But for the moment, Laura and Jackie, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.